1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Time to look ahead in Holland Public Schools. 57 degrees in Holland at 919. Rachel Vanderswag, who is an instructor at the Early Childhood Center with Holland Public Schools, is joining us on the other side of our table. Rachel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And you are, by the way, the Early Childhood Center located in the Maplewood School building, just about, I'd say, about a mile away from us. A little
right
bit more than
the
a mile
road, really.
Down
yep.
Central
yep,
Avenue
Central.
Here. You teach a preschool classroom for four-year-olds in the Great Start School Readiness Program, and it's going to start in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
It is. We are getting ready right now, getting our room set. Going to be on a home visit today with some of our students. I know the other teachers were headed out this morning to do that. We're just getting ready. Yep, October 1st, first day.
Now, it's a little bit different because classes started 2 weeks ago in the district, but we're talking about those before kindergarten in this, this regard.
We're talking about those four-year-olds. November 1st, they need to be four. So they did change that. The state changed that this year, so there has been a little confusion. It used to be December 1, but four by November 1, and there's still lots of spots open.
Lots of spots open, and we'll talk about that momentarily. Speaking about open, the district, before the open classes 2 weeks ago today, held a day of open houses. Instead of everybody starting the Tuesday after Labor Day with classes, everybody except the Holland Public Schools did that. I assume you also had an open house, or I will have an open house as well.
We did. We had an open house on that Tuesday, but we will have our own GSRP personal open house September 30th from 4:30 to 6:30.
Now, let me ask you a question a little bit off of what some of the notes that Tom Page was able to get us. When you deal with an early childhood program, how tough is it to not say, why aren't these kids getting this education at home? You know, they should learn this at home. How do you complement that education at home instead of trying to substitute for it?
Yep. With GSRP, it's a huge parent piece as well. We really want to incorporate that parent in teaching them how to teach those things at home. But you can't get that social piece at home usually unless you have, you know, maybe six, seven kids at home. But what's the likelihood that they're all four? So just getting that social piece is huge to get ready for kindergarten.
Now, I have a mug that I drink out of every day called Ready for School, Holland, Zeeland, and Hamilton, A Better Beginning. Mm-hmm. Is that part of what you do?
It's not the same, but
it's not the same, but it's similar to what they do, right?
They could go to Ready for School to get information to find a preschool.
Okay. Now, reason why I brought that up is that Ready for School does its own certain thing, but to a certain extent, that's what your program does as well in terms of preparing them for kindergarten next year.
Yes, we do. We prepare them for kindergarten. We use the high scope curriculum, which is child-led, child interest, and just teaching them. They are going to learn their ABCs, how to count, their shapes, their colors as well.
Now, you mentioned before about openings and the chances for people to get their little ones involved with the program are there. Tell us how they can do that.
Yep. GSRP is based on an income, but the income level is really, and I don't have that information right here, but you can call in to our secretaries. Either one of them can help you, and that number is 616-494-2650, and you need to fill out an application, and there's some other things, too, that you need with. So call before you come.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. But again, classes start October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a chance to
There's still
time to do that. And how to get a hold of you, or shall we say, is it better to do it online? In terms of getting the information.
Getting information, you're better off calling school. And that's 616-494-2650.
And I'm going to play Trading Post with you. Repeat the number again so people would know.
616-494-2650.
And more information about this and other activities going on in a very extensive Holland Public Schools page is available at hollandpublicschools.org. Rachel Vanderswag, we appreciate you joining us this morning for Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools. Wish you and the program well.
Thank you.
That begins in a couple of weeks.
Yes, thanks.